I do want to get your thoughts on one photo in particular and hope that you could give us some more detail. This image shows a bowl of novelty condoms with a caricature of Donald Trump's face on it. Can you tell us who took this picture, when it was taken, if there's any context that you can provide about this?
I think we're still working through the details, so we're trying to learn that information as well as the identities and ages of the six women whose faces were covered up. We may not necessarily release all that information. We're trying to get those answers. But again, what I think that photo, which was clearly like a gag, saying it's huge with Donald Trump's photo on these condom packages, just illustrated the very buddy-buddy nature of the relationship between Trump and Epstein. And we've seen lots of other indicators of how close they are. The question that I think a lot of Americans want to know, and a lot of the survivors want to know, is was Donald Trump someone who actually broke the law? Did he rape children? And we know, of course, one girl, now a woman, filed a lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of raping her when she was 13 or 14 years old.
I believe that was since taken back, that claim
was... She
withdrew
the lawsuit under threat. She claimed that she was being threatened, her family was being threatened. And I'm not saying that was... You know, everyone in this country has the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. I am pointing out, however, that someone did file a claim in a court of law saying that Donald Trump had raped her when she was 13. I think the question that a lot of us want to know, who else is involved? How many people are involved in this network? And we know that the cover-up goes all the way to the top. It's been a high-level cover-up for decades and decades under both Republican and Democratic administrations.